This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Dirty poll time.
And so I wanted to offer you the opportunity. We're going into week six.
Week six, isn't that wild?
It's incredibly crazy.
What the hell happened, man?
Well, you know, the thing that sucks is all these bad games happen, and it's like, oh, there's a week gone.
Yeah, just flies on by.
So the dirty poll for all the new listeners out there, maybe you're driving down Eugene, is Andy Dirt Johnson's top 10 in college football.
It's actually my top 12, college football playoff
matchups. That's right, top 12.
We're doing matchups this year.
Thank you.
And I'm going to do it easier because last week I did it and it didn't make a lot of sense the way that I broke it down, so I'm going to do it in a different way this week. So, start with our top four, your first round buys, right? These are going to go to conference champions, so not my four best teams in the country. These are the four teams.
So these are the teams with the buys.
With the buys.
Okay.
Conference champs. Alabama beats Georgia last week. Don't need to say anything more than that. They're the best team right now in the SEC. That's the best win in the SEC. They get that credit. They are number one. Number two, you got to go to the Big Ten. Ohio State haven't really beaten anybody yet, but they also haven't had a close game. We'll find out more about them a little bit this week, and then obviously more so next week when they're in Eugene. They're number two. I contemplated booting Miami out of the number three spot for the ACC. But as long as they're undefeated, I'll let them hold on to it. If they make me nervous again tomorrow night at Cal, I might flip-flop Clemson in Miami because I think Clemson's playing great football right now. But Miami is your ACC champ as number three. Four was Utah, and then Utah is now again, it's like deja vu. No Cam Rising, no quarterback. They lose at home, can't score against Arizona. Iowa State is my front runner right now in the Big 12, so I'm going to go Iowa State. Number four is your Big 12 champ. Get to the at-larges, and here are your matchups. Number five, I know they're not undefeated, and some teams are undefeated. I'm not going to punish them for a close loss on the road to the number one team in the country. They also have a blowout win against a team that's currently in a lot of playoff models. I got Georgia at five.
Okay.
They are taking on the 12 seed, group of five champ, or top champ, if you will. Boise State is my number 12. That win over Washington State was massive for them.
Isn't this how you did this last week?
No, I gave them. I went five all the way to 12, and then I didn't give the matchups. So I'm giving you the matchups right out of the gate to have it hopefully make a little bit more sense. So five Georgia, 12 Boise State. Win over Washington State was huge. They got a couple of challenging games the rest of the way. Oregon State at the end of the year. Boise State's got a great chance at making the playoff. Number six is Texas. They've leaked oil a little bit the last couple of weeks without Quinn Ewers. They haven't looked great. They were in a bit of a dogfight against Mississippi State this weekend. It was like 13-6 in the second half. They eventually have pulled away, but their quarterback's been down. They're better with Quinn Ewers. Texas is going to be fine long term. They're six. They're taking on number 11, the team that I have easily the least amount of confidence in, but everybody else keeps losing. So at least for the time being, they can grab a spot, and that is Missouri. They're undefeated. Wow. They're going on the road to Texas A&M this weekend. I think they're going to lose tomorrow, and at that point, they will be booted. Everybody else has losses. I'm going to give the credit to Missouri, I guess, because they're undefeated. Tennessee is number 7. Don't need to say much there. The resume is solid. They play a nice, interesting game this weekend on the road at Arkansas. Got some massive games coming up in the next handful of weeks. Tennessee 7. They would be taking on the 10-seed Clemson, who I will repeat, I think is playing really good football. Their offense has been explosive. Go look up the numbers Cade Klubnik is putting up over the last month since the Georgia game. They look great. They're at number 10. And then my 8-9 matchup is Penn State at 8, Oregon at number 9. So we would get a Big Ten game that's not a regular season game in the first week of the playoffs at Penn State. Whiteout game. It would be kind of fun.
I'm a little surprised by your Missouri pick.
I don't like it. I got to be honest with you. I don't like it either.
Why are they
in feels
there?
Dirty. So who
you're not somebody that abides by what you're undefeated.
He's got to trust the dirty pull process,
so,
though.
Here's the thing. They have a win over a team.
But if they lose this weekend.
See, not currently ranked, but they do have a win over a top 25 team. They beat Boston College. And Boston College was ranked in the top 25 at the time of the win.
In your top 25?
Boston College is playing decent football. They're not a top 15 team in the country, but Boston College is not garbage. I'll tell you that. That's what I'll say. So here's the conundrum that
they
you
need
have.
Their quarterback. Is Castellanos back?
He's going to play this weekend.
Okay.
Here's the conundrum. You have a bunch of one-loss teams, and there's like a weird three-way of we beat you, you beat me, and they beat them kind of thing going on.
Okay.
So Ole Miss loses to Kentucky at home. They also don't have a win over anybody good. Ole Miss is out. I'm not putting Ole Miss in. You can't lose at home to Kentucky. Then there's the trio.
Who's better between Ole Miss and Missouri to you?
I genuinely don't know.
Really?
I thought Ole Miss was, and then they scored 13 points at home against Kentucky and looked awful doing
Missouri
it.
Went to overtime with Vanderbilt.
They did, and Vanderbilt's feisty this year. Feisty. Vanderbilt beat Virginia Tech in week one. They're not bad. Vanderbilt's not bad. They're not the doormat they've historically been.
Anchors down.
Look, you're making me prop up Missouri now, and I don't feel comfortable doing this.
That's why I'm doing it.
We have a trio of one-loss teams, though. So let me ask you this. How would you rank the trio of Michigan, USC, and LSU?
So here's my only thing, real quick. I'll answer that question. The dirty poll is different than regular polls, I thought, when you established this, because you're somebody not paralyzed by the fear. You're somebody that's looking to be right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're betting on Missouri to be in the playoff at this juncture.
It's a combination.
But you also don't sound like somebody confident they're winning this weekend.
We'll give them 1 week. They're going
to
be out.
If you were to press me, I forgot the teams you just asked me about.
Well, because you have Michigan, USC, LSU all have one loss.
Michigan, no.
And they beat USC. So you're going to rank USC ahead of them? They won the head-to-head game.
I don't know if I'd have any of those teams in my playoffs.
Oh, that's totally
I'm
fair.
I'm not doing this. This isn't the Sprague poll.
Well,
this
that to me segment. Is that's the next combination of teams that I would choose from over Missouri.
See, and I think you're missing a team entirely.
Who am I missing entirely?
I think Kansas State is better than Missouri.
They got bludgeoned by BYU. Bludgeoned in that game.
You watched that game.
I did. And they lost by 30.
Yeah, that was one of those.
The numbers are misleading.
Does not indicate what happened.
Final scores are final scores, and they lost by 30 in a conference game on the road.
Okay.
That's a horrible loss.
Also steamrolled Arizona.
They did steamroll Arizona. Is Arizona good?
They steamrolled Oklahoma State last weekend.
They did. Is Oklahoma State good?
Well, Arizona, you can certainly argue, they're on that Boston. If you're going to give Missouri Boston College credit, Arizona's better than Boston College to me, and they beat Oklahoma State, who's in the top 25.
Okay. I don't think Oklahoma State's ranked anymore, and they won't be the rest of the year.
They were when they played them.
So, and they also got beat up at home by a backup quarterback in Utah. So I don't know what to make of Oklahoma State.
Well, I don't
State
think
either.
Oklahoma State's very good.
That's the hard part.
You're playing, it's a weird game to play with, like, who beat who and who is good thing. I think it's impossible with a lot of these teams to, like, properly identify it. I'm just shocked that Ole Miss is now out.
They're out. They lost to Kentucky.
Kansas State's not in consideration. Like, you're in the Michigan, LSU, USC.
Yeah, I would take any of those teams to beat Kansas State right now.
Really?
I would. Michigan, USC, or LSU. Wow. I think they're all better than Kansas State.
Man.
And I know Kansas State looked good this weekend, but again, I don't think Oklahoma State's good.
You also don't sound like you think Missouri's good, but Missouri's
no,
in.
No, I don't. I just didn't know which one of those
Eli
three teams
Drinkwitz
to rank.
Guy. Didn't know you were such a big Drinkwitz guy.
Big Drinkwitz guy, man.
Man, okay. There you go. There's the dirty poll. That's why we do the dirty poll. Look at the conversations it creates. A lot of hot takes.
Creating content, baby.
Yeah. Top four, Bama, Ohio State, Miami, Iowa State. You also think Iowa State's the cream of the crop of the Big 12?
No, I don't, but I don't really know where to go there. I don't know what to do with the Big 12. I'm lost in the Big 12, buddy.
This used to be a very confident segment, and now there's a lot of,
That's the beauty of college football this year, man. There's seven different teams that can win the Big 12. People are, you know, BYU is one of those teams. BYU has a blowout win over Kansas State. They're undefeated.
Yeah.
But I gave Iowa State the credit for the comeback win over Iowa. The Big 12 is an absolute crapshoot right now, and anybody can win it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.